Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
More now on that story about the Malaysian Airlines passenger plane, which has crashed on the Russian-Ukrainian border with 295 people on board. We can go live to Kiev now and talk to journalist Alexander Klimanov. Alexander, what can you tell us?
Hi. Well, there are sketch reports at the moment. First of all, how this news came about in Ukraine. At first, there was the news that the pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine downed another Ukrainian cargo plane. They have already downed a few in the past couple of months. They downed a military plane just yesterday. And today, one of their leaders, Igor Strelkov, made a post on a Russian social network saying that they just downed a Ukrainian cargo plane, and that was accompanied by a footage from YouTube. But that news was picked up by some of the Russian news media, and about half an hour later on, another news item appeared that the Malaysian aircraft disappeared from radars, and then there were reports that it might have been shot over the exact same spot where just half an hour earlier, the pro-Russian separatists have claimed that they shot down a Ukrainian cargo plane. When the news about the Malaysian plane came up, those Russian media sites pulled down their reports that that was a Ukrainian plane, and by now you will hardly find those posts done by the separatist leaders who claim they downed a Ukrainian plane. So it all looks very likely that it could have been done by the separatists. They also boasted recently that they acquired anti-aircraft missiles capable of downing planes on higher altitudes. They have already downed planes on about 5,000 meters, and this plane was flying at about 10,000 meters, about 33,000 feet. How this happened is not clear, but one of the news reports says that a Ukrainian cargo plane was either flying in that area as well, transporting cargo for the Ukrainian units, or was planned to fly there. So either the separatists were expecting to see a Ukrainian plane, or the missile misfired, or they misguided it, and they ended up downing the Malaysian airliner.
Senator John McCain is quoted this evening as saying, if Russia shot it down, there will be hell to pay. What are people saying there? What has their reaction been so far?
Well, people are saying that Ukraine has been asking for months the international community to take some measures to stop the smuggling of weapons across the Russian-Ukrainian border into Ukraine and to prevent the pro-Russian separatists from acquiring all this heavy armament capable of shooting down Ukrainian planes. The international community has expressed a multitude of warnings, but has not really taken any strong steps that could have stopped the military action in eastern Ukraine. And now some of the voices are saying that this might be Putin's Lockerbie.
Well, we're hearing reports that there were 23 U.S. citizens on board this flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. It's a war zone, Alexander, where this happened. And it might be surprising to people to hear that the airspace is still open to civilian airlines.
Well, Ukraine hasn't officially declared the military situation there. So it is still an anti-terrorist operation that is going on. Some of the airlines have actually diverted their planes to go around that area where the military action is taking place. But you have to understand that making that loop requires a lot more fuel to burn, and some of the pilots probably take a decision to take a risk and fly high enough where they hope that none of the missiles would be able to reach them and save on the fuel costs. This could have been one of those cases, because if you look at the flight radar website where the planes are being tracked in real time, you will see that most of the planes are actually going around that area in eastern Ukraine.
Alexander, thank you very much indeed for that. That's journalist Alexander Klimanov joining us live this evening from Ukraine. And of course, it should be said that this Malaysian Airlines, it's the same company which lost a plane in March. That plane disappeared off the radar and has never been found. So it's not clear at this stage what caused this crash on the Russian-Ukrainian border.